Excavating, Western Dairy Transport, People's Community Bank, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Dos Rios Mexican Grill, Security Bank of the Ozarks, Cheney Monument, Evans Funeral Home, Kabul Medical Clinic, Rennie and Forbes Pharmacy, Town and Country Bank, Kinder Feed and Farm Supply, Fox Funeral Home, The Ozark Trading Post, Champs Fitness, Brawley's Powderhorn, and Woolsey & Sons Drilling and Pump Service. It's the Kabul Holiday Tournament here on the Fox.
And very good. What day is it? Tuesday afternoon, as it is the final day of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. And this is the loser's bracket right here. And both these teams lost their very first game. And they won two in a row. So the goal today for both Mammoth Spring and Eminence is to walk away from this Kabul Holiday Tournament 3-1. And that's a big thing, you know, I mean, because the seedings, actually, this year, and we'll be talking quite a bit about that, how it's broken down. It's been pretty spot on, but, you know, if you lose that first game, boom, you got a chance to come back and win three in a row. That's big for a program. That's big stuff. Starting for the Eminence Red Wings, they were the 11th seed when the seed meetings was all said and done. They will start Mason Foster, Jet Spurgeon, Weston Mays, Brendan Barnes, and Braden Benson. And for Mammoth Spring, 00, Richard Gatewood. And number 10, Skylar Davis. Number 12, Colton Boddy. At number 14, Colton Johnson. And 35, Aiden Matheny. Now, Mammoth Spring was the 8th seed in this tournament. So, that's, follow me here. And then in the consolation game, you've got the 5 seed versus the 6th seed. And in the 3rd place game, you've got the 3rd seed versus the 4th seed. And in the championship game, you've got the 1 seed versus the 2. So, kudos to the committee who seeded this tournament because, man, they damn near nailed it. Ball's up in the air. Tip is underway, and the Eminence Red Wings will control. Barnes starts, Mays, Spurgeon, and they'll pitch it inside. Vincent with the turnaround gets it to Foster. Foster puts it up, no good. Gets his own rebound and kisses it in. Eminence going to pick up Mammoth Spring full court. Body goes all the way to the rim. Gets the layup and the foul. Chance for an old-fashioned three. Foul is on Weston Mays. Body will try the old-fashioned three. Shot is up. No good. Stays 2-2. Tied up. Eminence. Spurgeon brings it down. Takes it to the low block. Kicks it out to Mays. Mays gets it back to Spurgeon. Spurgeon into the corner to Barnes. Barnes looking inside for Foster. Barnes will pull it back out. Eminence will reset with Barnes out top. Mammoth Spring playing a matchup. 2-3 zone. They bounce it inside to Foster. Foster with a nice pass to Vincent, but that shot is blocked, picked up by Bobby. Bobby's going to give it up to Davis. Davis on the far side of the floor goes into the corner to Matheny. Matheny brings it out top to Gatewood. Gatewood back to Bobby. Bobby holds it up. Now he's going to drive in, dishes it into the corner. Gatewood for three off the rim, no good. And the rebound taken by Matheny. Mammoth Springs will keep possession. Davis now for the Bears. Body gets it out top to Gatewood. Gatewood looks to drive in on Mays. Mays gets in front of him, stops the penetration. Drive by Matheny. Shot is up. And foul on the Eminence Red Wings. It's a shooting violation. Vincent picks up his first. And at the line, Aiden Matheny shooting two. First one's good. Matt Springs with the lead. 3-2. Matheny can double that up right here with the made free throw. It's up, and he makes them both. 4-2. Mammoth Springs. Red Wings with the basketball. Jet Spurgeon. In the corner to Barnes. Barnes brings it to Vincent. Vincent will give it back up to Spurgeon. Spurgeon looks to drive in. There's going to be a body. The blocking foul against Matheny. That's his first. Team foul number one. Eminence with two team fouls. A lot of basketball going on today on Ozark Radio Sports. Well, Dylan, are you okay? Sounds like the mic's open and you're crooping into it. So, Ricky may let him know that we've got a hot mic or something. Shot underneath, put up and in. That is Spurgeon with the bucket. Sound effects again. 4-4 is where we're at. 5:40 on the clock in the first. Mammoth Spring gets it to Gatewood. Gatewood picked up by Mays. He'll give it up out top to Johnson. Johnson tosses it down low to Gatewood. Gatewood peels it over to Body. Body to Matheny. Matheny looks to dribble it in. Oh, he loses it, but gives it up. Cutting to the basket is Skylar Davis, and that's an easy bucket for the Bears of Mammoth Spring. 6-4, 5:10 to go in the first. Foster for three. That hits the back of the rim. Bounces up and hits the cable holding the backboard, and they blow it dead. Morgan Ipock is checking in for Vincent. Eminence plays eight. That's kind of in this tournament. We've seen a solid eight. Junior Robinson, Logan Sullivan, and Morgan Ipock. It's pretty solid for Class 1 high school basketball team. Future looks bright for the Eminence Red Wings. Gatewood for the Mammoth Spring Bears. To Body. Body drives in front of the rim, tries to bounce it off the glass. No good. Rebound taken by Johnson. Johnson with the putback. Mammoth Spring has doubled up the Eminence Red Wings. 8-4. 4:30 to go. Barnes looks down onto the baseline, gives it up out top to Foster. Foster to Mays. Mays to Spurgeon. Back to Foster. Foster hands it right back to Spurgeon. Off on the right side, Barnes. Barnes will use a dribble out top, pulls up to shoot the three, hits the front of the rim, no good. And here's going to be a breakaway by Mammoth Springs. Off the rebound, Body gets the layup. And Eminence wants a timeout. 4:01 to go. 10-4. Mammoth Springs back in 30. It's the Cabool Holiday Tournament on the Fox.
Town and Country Bank is a proud supporter of local sports. As you hustle from game to game this season, let us save you time with our mobile banking app. You'll have access to your accounts and transaction history 24/7, anytime, anywhere, leaving you more time to coach, cheer, or celebrate with your favorite team. Find our mobile banking app available for download on the App Store or visit us at tcbanks.com. Smart, friendly solutions. Town and Country Bank, member FDIC.
4:01 to go in the first. 10-4. Mammoth Springs with the lead. Body's got four. Davis with two. Johnson with two. Matheny with two. For Eminence, Mason Foster's got two. Jet Spurgeon has two. Spurgeon brings it down the floor after the Red Wing timeout. Out top to Ipock. Back to Spurgeon. Zips it to Foster. Foster's going to put it on the floor. Splits a couple of defenders. Is fouled on his way up. He'll shoot two. Foul is going to be on Colton Body. It's his first. Team foul number two. First free throw is good. Logan Sullivan checking in for Weston Mays. We'll see some Junior Robinson. Very athletic, long. Second one is good. Eminence extends their defense. Body just blows right by it. Puts a shot up, no good. And he'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul is maybe against Logan Sullivan. No, it's going to be against Jet Spurgeon. Colton Boddy with 4 points. Chance to add to that from the free throw line. This is his second trip. He missed his old-fashioned three. And he's missed two in a row now from the line. 10-6 is where we're at on the scoreboard. 3:41 to go in the first. Just getting up game one of the final day of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Second one is good. 5-point advantage. 11-6 is where we're at. IPOC gets it to Barnes in the corner. Sullivan. Sullivan brings it right back to Spurgeon. Spurgeon almost loses it. Gathered up by Foster. Sullivan back out to Spurgeon. Barnes catches. Brings it back out top. Eminence reverses it. There's a one-hand leader. Good for Jet Spurgeon. And it's 11-8. Three-point ball game. Bears with the lead. Boddy drives. Kicks it out. Matheny for three in the corner. 2:50 on the clock. 14-8. Foster drives to the lane. Shoots no good. Gets his rebound. Puts it up and in. Mason Foster with six. And it's 14-10. Bears of Mammoth Springs. Out top, Matheny spins it right wing to Davis. Davis, Gatewood to Boddy. Boddy drives, throws it to Gatewood in the corner. He rattles a three home. 17-10. Eminence to Sullivan. Red Wings turn it over. Third turnover for the Eminence Red Wings. Mammoth Spring has two. Yesterday's game, Mammoth Spring had a bunch of turnovers. And that just kind of, they were able to overcome. But today is a different day. Davis, Gatewood for the Bears. Gatewood back over to Davis. Skyler will pitch it. Gatewood brings it out. Gatewood with the drive off the glass. No good. And Junior Robinson's into the ball game. Again, he's very athletic. He gets the rebound. At the other end, Foster gets two more. He's got eight here. In the quarter, Christian Tomey into the ball game. Number 30 for the Mammoth Spring Bears. He gets it to Davis at the free throw line, and Bodie with the body with the drive and gets two more. Body with 7 points in the quarter, 19-12. 1 minute to go in the first. IPOC to Mays, back to IPOC. IPOC looks to go baseline, hands it off to Robinson. Robinson goes up. Nope, he's going to get hit with travel. Turnover number four. Spurgeon and Benson comes back into the ball game. IPOC, Robinson comes out. Forty-five seconds. 19-12 is where we're at. Mammoth Spring with the lead. Gatewood drives, gets it off the glass for two. He's got five, and it's a 9-point ball game now. With the Bears on top, Red Wings with the basketball. Barnes looks to go baseline. He's working against Gatewood. Now to Spurgeon. Spurgeon's going to drive. And we got a foul on the Bears on the floor. Colton Johnson, that's his first. Third team foul. 22 seconds to go in the quarter. Red Wings need a bucket. Barnes out top to Mays. Down to 15 seconds. Spurgeon catches. Vincent. Under 10 seconds now. They get it back to Spurgeon. Spurgeon brings it inside to Foster. Foster can't get it to fall. And it'll be a Mammoth Spring Bear rebound, and that's the end of the quarter. 21-12, Mammoth Spring with the lead. We'll take a break, come back with the second. You're listening to the Kabul Holiday Tournament on the Fox 96.9.
Whether you're buying or selling, Aubrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Aubrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in our new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Aubrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication. Satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
(clears throat) 21-12 as we head to the second. Bears with the lead. Red Wings come out of the huddle. And they'll come out to start the second with their original starters, Foster, Spurgeon, Mays, Barnes, Vincent. Big thank you to Keller Williams and Audrey Boyle, along with Country Fuels and Town and Country Supermarkets, and an eminent Security Bank of the Ozarks, and Dos Rios Mexican Grill. Man, that is good food, folks. Drive and a block is going to be called on Mason Foster. That's his first. Yeah, you get a chance. It's cruise down to Eminence. It's a beautiful drive. Fall, spring, summer, does not matter. Eminence is one of my favorite spots on the planet. But Dos Rios Mexican Grill, it's good food. I mean, it's really, really good. First free throw is up. And count it from the free throw line for Matheny. He's 3 for 3 from the line. He'll get another one. And he rattles them both home. 23-12. Bears by 11 now. Eminence with the basketball. Barnes out top. Mammoth Spring is really packing it in on Eminence. It's making them really hard to work inside. Spurgeon likes to penetrate with the dribble drive, and they like to work it low block to Foster. But they're almost kind of double-teaming Foster. When he gets inside the paint, there's two down there on him. Eminence tries to force it in, and now Foster's going to pick up his second. Eminence got to find a different way to get the ball inside. 23-12. 7-12 to go. Salem and Alton is next, and we'll have that for you right here on the Fox 96.9. There's a drive by Matheny. Bucket and the foul. Aiden Matheny now with 6, 9 points. Chance to get to 10 with the old-fashioned three. And that is the third foul on Foster. Yes, it is. So, Coach Casey Yardley, he's got some thinking to do here. Foster picks up three, and we've got 7 minutes to go in the first half. So Mason more than likely is going to have to come sit on the bench for a while. And Eminence needs to try, and they're down 13 now. Could be 14 with this made free throw by Matheny. And we'll get to that here in just a second as both teams break the huddle after the timeout. Yes, and Foster comes to the bench. Junior Robinson now is going to get some extended time on the floor for the Red Wings. I think Junior's got it. I think he definitely has the athleticism to get out there. Made free throw, and it's a 26-12 ball game. Bama Spring. Tipped, and Eminence turns it over. Hole is getting a little deeper here. A lot of basketball still to be played. There's a drive. Shot put up, no good. Matheny gets the rebound, goes up. Robinson blocks it. Picked up by Spurgeon. Spurgeon to Barnes. Mays. Oh, Mays wide open. Barnes gets a look at three. That's going to rattle home. Brendan gets his first bucket of the game. And it cuts it back to 11. Eminence gets beat down the floor, and Matheny gets the layup. Spurgeon to Barnes, IPOC to Mays. Back to Spurgeon. Spurgeon finds a lane, drives, the one-hand floater goes up, will not fall, rolls off the rim, picked up by Matheny. Body with it for the Bears, picks it up to the volleyball line. Gatewood catches. Gatewood looks to drive at the free throw line, and he's going to get caught with the walk. Turnover number three for Mammoth Spring. Mays comes out. Sullivan checks in. In the corner, Sullivan, wide open, three, and it's good. That helps. The Red Wings makes it a 10-point ball game. Eminence needs a stop. 5:30 to go in the half. Here's the drive by Body. Goes up. No good. Foul. Body will shoot two. That's going to be on Jet Spurgeon. That's his second. That's the fourth team foul. So Mammoth Spring will be shooting the rest of the way out. First one's good. 8 points now for Body. Second one is up, and that one's good. 30-18, 12-point advantage for the Bears. IPOC. Gets it to Barnes. Barnes gets it to Robinson. Robinson reverses it back to Sullivan. Sullivan bounces it to IPOC. Not a clean catch. IPOC has to pull it back out. Sullivan to Barnes. Spurgeon. Spurgeon with the fadeaway. Good. That's a pretty shot there, Chet. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Here's a drive by, yes, count it for Matheny, and the foul. That's going to be on Robinson. That's his first. Shooting the old-fashioned three. And it's good. Matheny is perfect from the line. Six for six here in the first half. Sullivan. Ipox. Spurgeon. Barnes catches in the corner. Robinson goes high post. They'll go into the corner to Ipox. Robinson pops out, catches it from Ipox. Sullivan in the corner to Barnes. Barnes is going to drive the baseline. Reverse layup, no good. He is fouled and will shoot two. Brendan has 3 points in the half. Chance to add to that right here. 4:11 to go. Second one is good. Barnes makes them both. Mammoth Spring at the other end, Gatewood. Off to Body. Body drives, but he's going to get hit with the charge. That's his second. We're halfway through the second. A three could cut it to single digits. Well, two. Just a made bucket. Red Wings just got to chip away. Different formation here. Now they go with a double stack in the paint. They'll pop out of it. Barnes catches, gets it back to Spurgeon. Spurgeon with a nice lane. That kind of opened things up for Jett to drive, and he got the layup. 33-24. 3:37 on the clock. Davis with the basketball for Mammoth Spring, working against IPOC. Loses it. Travel. And Eminence gets the stop they needed with 3:29 to go. Down by nine. Spurgeon will start the offense on the right side. Looked at Robinson, brings it back out. Now he pitches it to him in the corner. Robinson with the three. That hits the iron, no good. But it's picked away and then lost out of bounds. IPOC, he was doing everything he could, flying all over the place, trying to gather it up. He just kind of like a wet baller. It was not from lack of effort, I can tell you that. Gatewood for Mammoth Spring. Out top, pitches it to Davis. Davis gets it to Matheny. Matheny walks. Oh, they're going to... Oh, they're going to call a foul on Matheny. That's his second, third team foul. So Eminence got another stop. They've gotten two stops. They did not cash in last trip. Robinson catches it the wing, gives it right back to Spurgeon off to Barnes. Barnes back to Spurgeon, looking inside. Nothing there. Spurgeon's going to drive and floats another one up over the top of the defense for two more. 10 points now for Jett Spurgeon. 33-26. Baseline drive, foul on the floor before the shot against Eminence. And that will be on Logan Sullivan. That's his first. But it will be a shooting violation because Eminence is over 5 team foul. They have five or more. At the line, Richard Gatewood. First one is good. 34-26. Second one is on the way. It's up. And that one's good. 35-26. 2:20 to go in the half. IPOC to Spurgeon. over to Barnes with the skip pass. Barnes gets it back to Ipock. Ipock's going baseline. He steps out of bounds, turns it over. Coming up next, we've got Alton and Salem. Consolation game of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. Getting wood for Mammoth Springs. Picks his dribble up. Gets it to Tomey. Tomey back to Gatewood. Gatewood's going to drive. Kicks it out to Tomey. Tomey loses it. Gathers it back up. Spurgeon D'ing up on him. Tomey back to Gatewood. Gatewood at the free throw line. Popping out to Matheny. Matheny's going to shoot a three. It's good. Matheny is filling up the scorebook. His second three of the half. Eighteen points in the first half for Aiden Matheny. Here's a three for Sullivan. 38-29, Mammoth Springs with the lead and the basketball. Gatewood catches, fakes the three, drives, front of the rim, rolls it in for the bucket, and gets the foul. 1:02 to go. Logan Sullivan picks up his second. Aiden Matheny lighting it up here in the first half for the Mammoth Spring Bears. It's 20 now for Matheny. Chance to make it 21. And he does just that. Barnes back to Spurgeon. Spurgeon's shot is blocked. Last touch by the Bears. It'll stay with Eminence. 52 seconds to go in the half. Barnes tosses it in to Robinson in the corner. Robinson brings it out. Spurgeon. Barnes throws it inside. Robinson. Robinson outside to Spurgeon for three. 13 first half points for Jet Spurgeon. Gatewood back to Matheny. Matheny at the free throw line. In and out, no good. Loose ball. Robinson comes up with it. Robinson to Sullivan. Spurgeon. Barnes back to Spurgeon. Off to Ipock. He gives it right back to Spurgeon. Down to 12 seconds. Spurgeon with the drive, kicks out to Robinson, 3 seconds, Sullivan for three, it's good. Back-to-back threes for Sullivan, and that gets it to single digits, 41-32 at the half. As we go through the scoring here, 8 points for Mason Foster, but the story with Mason Foster is he's got three fouls. Jet Spurgeon with 13 points in the half. Brendan Barnes has got five. Braden Vincent with three. And Logan Sullivan with six. On the other side, for Mammoth Springs, 7 points for Richard Gatewood. Skylar Davis with two. 9 points for Colton Boddy. Colton Johnson with 2 points. And 21, Aiden Matheny. He's leading all scorers at the half. He was getting it done at the free throw line. 2, 4, 6, 7 of 7 from the line. And then he hit 2 threes. I mean, he's just getting it done offensively. Eminence, turnover-wise, they had 6 in the first half. And the Mammoth Spring Bears with 4. These are teams really trying to get up and down the floor. It's more of a half-court game, so, you know, turnover is really kind of at a minimum. here the first half. So the number 8 seed, Mammoth Spring Bears, leads the 11 seed, Eminence Red Wings, at the break, 41-35. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the second half. You're listening to the Kabul Holiday Tournament on the Fox 96.9. 96.9,
the Fox.
Did you know that all Security Bank of the Ozarks branches offer online and mobile banking conveniences, including bill pay and mobile deposit? Enroll by visiting their website at sbozarks.com. This allows you to enjoy the convenience of banking from anywhere, anytime. All Security Bank of the Ozarks branches in Eminence, Houston, Summersville, and Winona are ready to assist you with any of your banking needs. Security Bank of the Ozarks, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
What's that delicious aroma? It can only be coming from Dos Rios Mexican Grill. Authentic Mexican appetizers and combination dinners prepared with only the freshest ingredients. Make Dos Rios Mexican Grill your choice for those that love their Mexican cuisine. Make it fun, make it fast, make it a fiesta of flavor. Only from Dos Rios Mexican Grill at Stewart's Landing in Eminence.
Now on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Okay, time for a look at our afternoon forecast and what we can expect weather-wise as we go towards the evening hours. This afternoon, a top out at 42 degrees with sunny skies. Tonight, mostly clear, a low 27. Tomorrow, sunny and 51. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low 29. And for New Year's Day, mostly sunny skies with a high at 53. So there you go. That's our latest weather update.
News. I'm John Saucier. Tensions still high between Israel and Hamas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talked about the possibility of putting in an international stabilization force inside Gaza next year. Tells Fox he believes it's only going to be possible if Hamas is disarmed.
If we disarm Hamas, whether with an international force or by any other means, yes, I see a different future for Gaza. And it's the one remaining step. Everybody understands that. I think Hamas understands it. That's why they don't want to do it.
We're getting ready here in New York City for the annual New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. Millions of people getting ready to watch that ball drop and welcome in a new year. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
At this time, there are no known specific credible threats to the New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. As always, the men and women of the NYPD will be out there keeping everyone safe.
Law enforcement agencies on the lookout for vehicle ramming attacks in particular. America's listening to Fox News.
This new year, I want to spend more time with my family, get healthier, and make sure my finances are in order. That includes finally securing life insurance. My friend recommended SelectQuote. They've helped more than 2 million people find coverage in the last 40 years. In 15 minutes, a licensed insurance agent found me a $500,000 policy for only $16 a month. And my husband got a $500,000 policy for only $18 a month. Plus, we qualified for same-day life insurance. No medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. With SelectQuote, even if you have a health concern, be it high blood pressure, diabetes, even heart disease, their experienced agents can find you the right life insurance policy at the lowest price. Make life insurance the first resolution you check off your list this year.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-760-1010 to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-760-1010. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-760-1010. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Champs Fitness is the place to get motivated. With locations in Mountain View, Summersville, and Eminence, Champs Fitness is the place to be. Call our new location in Mountain View and ask about our pickleball courts, basketball leagues, volleyball camps, and private lessons. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Start your membership today by calling 417-892-2323. We're not just a gym, we are family.
Drive farther with Kabul Tire.
My tramp stand, one snowflake, and we're skating. Please call Kabul Tire.
Stay safe this winter with new tires and expert service. Drive farther with Kabul Tires.
This is Adam at Kabul Tires. We have a huge warehouse full of tires and offer same-day service.
Drive farther with Kabul Tires.
Her
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
So how many times has this happened to you? You think you're ready to start a project at home or on the farm, only to find out you're missing important equipment. But that's okay. You're not stuck. All you need is Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, because Hirsch offers over 70 top quality products you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Check out this list. Air compressors, concrete tools, generators, lawn and garden items, welders, hay equipment and implements, sprayers, excavators, trenchers, tractors and trailers. Hirsch knows you and your rental needs. So call them and reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Wintertime heating bills are here, and they can get pretty expensive. So if you need a little extra money, go on down and visit Randy at the Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View at 121 North Oak Street. Buy, sell, trade, and pawn. They can get you a little extra money for those heating bills. Randy buys gold and silver as well, and has musical instruments and guns for sale. Stop in today at Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View.
So you've got that idea all worked out in your mind. Now let Dotson Excavating get you moving in the right direction. Whether you're looking to improve that old bumpy driveway, have that new pond you've always wanted dug, or perhaps you're looking to build a brand new home, Dotson Excavating will help you make that dream of yours become a reality. Offering free estimates, give them a call today at 417-254-0222. Whatever the job, big or small, Dotson Excavating does it all.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication, satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
Champs Fitness is the place to get motivated. With locations in Mountain View, Summersville, and Eminence, Champs Fitness is the place to be. Call our new location in Mountain View and ask about our pickleball courts, basketball leagues, volleyball camps, and private lessons. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Start your membership today by calling 417-892-2323. We're not just a gym, we are family.
Hi, welcome back. Here we are, 41-35, and we got a pretty good ball game here. It's 6-point game. Eminence, thing kind of keep an eye on. Again, Mason Foster got into foul trouble early. Didn't play much of the second, sat with three fouls. The Bears, they're in pretty good shape with fouls. Matheny's got two. Body's got two. That's Jet Spurgeon for Eminence has got two. Logan Sullivan's got two. So, really, Mammoth Springs in pretty good shape here to start second half. Eminence will get the basketball. Robinson stays on the floor, and Foster comes back out. Eminence brings it right into him quick. He'll give it up to Spurgeon. Spurgeon goes up. His shot is blocked, and it's picked up by Body. Body gets it to Gatewood. Gatewood brings it out top. Davis will catch. He's going to drive all the way in. Scoop shot won't fall. Mays gets the rebound, gives it to Spurgeon. Spurgeon finds Foster. Here's Barnes for three, and it's good. And it's 41-38, 7:22 to go. Davis at the wing. Out top to Gatewood. Gatewood gets it right back, and layup won't fall. It's bobbled around. It's going to be controlled by Barnes for Eminence. Eminence can cut away at it some more. Barnes is going to shoot a three. That was partially blocked, and Robinson had a chance to get it. I think he was like me. He thought it was tipped. Maybe not. 6:50 in the third to go. 41-38. Bears with the lead and the basketball. Matheny, body, Gatewood. Puts it on the floor. Kicks it into the corner. Here's a three off the rim, no good. Foster, outlet to Spurgeon. Spurgeon lays it in off the glass for two more. 15 now for Jet Spurgeon. And it's a one-point ball game. 41-40. Davis, a deep three. Boom, nails it. 5 points. Good body. Robinson out top. Spurgeon catches wing. Brings it back to Mays. Mays in the corner to Foster. Foster at the elbow. Out to Robinson. Robinson finds Spurgeon. Spurgeon reverses it to Barnes. Off to Mays. Mays at the elbow. Travels. Mammoth Spring Bear basketball with 5:48 to go in the third. 4-point ball game. Mammoth Spring with the lead here in the third. Mammoth Spring just south of Thayer. Nice pass as Matheny took it in, and Boddy is able to be the recipient of a wide open look. Foster at the low block. Off the glass. Can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up. No good. Robinson with the rebound. Kicks it out to Mays. Mays peels it over to Spurgeon. Spurgeon drives. Shoots. Scores. And he's fouled. Chance for an old-fashioned three. And the foul is going to be on Colton Johnson. Number 14. That's his second. To cut it to five. Boom. Old-fashioned three is good. 18 points now for Spurgeon. 46-43 is the score. 3-point game. One possession. Mammoth Springs going to try and stretch it. Gatewood drive. Shoots no good. Rebound. IPOC. IPOC to Spurgeon. Skips it across. Now out top. Back outside to IPOC. IPOC gives it up to Foster. Foster finds Robinson. Robinson, Spurgeon for three more. Count it. 8 points here in the third for Jet Spurgeon. Ties it up at 46. Mammoth Springs with the basketball. Davis, body, and Mammoth Springs turns it over. Robinson throws it out top. Barnes hits the three. And now Eminence is up by three. 49-46. 4:19 to go. Mammoth Spring with the timeout. We'll take one as well. It's the Cabool Holiday Tournament on the Fox 96.9.
Forbes Pharmacy in Houston, Rennie owned, is proud to be a Houston Tiger sponsor. Are you looking for a hometown, independently owned, friendly with fast service pharmacy in the Houston area? Stop in today at Forbes Pharmacy in Houston. They can serve your pharmacy needs with delivery and mail-out services available. They also have a drive-thru. Open 8 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. They are ready to serve you. Call 417-318-0330 to see how they can help.
Eminence. Mammoth Springs with the basketball. Boddy gets it to Matheny. Davis out top. Davis, Gatewood. Gatewood drives on Spurgeon. Picks the dribble up. And it's a 3-second violation. Turnover by Mammoth Springs. Robinson checks out for Eminence, checking back in. Braden Benson. Or no, excuse me, that's Logan Sullivan. Sullivan hit two threes right at the end of that first half. Skip across, Foster. Foster rolls it. Sullivan for three more. Hits the rim, no good, and it will be a loose ball picked up. Long pass down the floor. Layup is good for Matheny. 23 now for Aiden Matheny. Barnes looks to drive in. Has to pull it back out. Sullivan catches. Sullivan brings it over to Foster. Foster's going to drive in, shoot, no, bucket will not count, foul on the floor. That's going to be three on Aiden Matheny. 3:23 to go. It's a one-point ball game. 49-48. Eminence. Eminence with the basketball. Spurgeon. Throws it out top to Barnes. Barnes looks to take it inside. Pushes it back to Spurgeon. Spurgeon to Foster. Foster back to Spurgeon in the corner. IPOC. IPOC goes baseline. Up and in. So Morgan for two. And foul on the floor. That's going to be on Barnes. It's Brendan's first. .302 to go in the third. 51-48. Bears bring it in on their baseline. They get it to Matheny. Matheny whips it out to Gatewood. Gatewood off to Boddy. Boddy picks up top the key to Davis. Gatewood out top. He's going to drive in. Pitches it into the corner. Off now to Matheny. Matheny hands it off. That's a loose ball. It's ran down by the Bears in the corner. Timeout by Mammoth Spring. 2:37 to go in the third. Imminent. 51. Mammoth Spring, 48. We're back in 30.
Santa shops at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Hi, this is Curtis. We have something for everyone on your Christmas list with the perfect gifts for the whole family. Quality merchandise, a huge selection, and big smiles as they unwrap just what they wanted from Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Plus, we have savings throughout the store. Merry Christmas.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
And welcome back. Eminence has outscored Mammoth Spring in the second, 16-7. They outscored Mammoth Spring in the second, 23-20. Gatewood to Matheny. Matheny to Boddy. Back to Matheny. Matheny's going to drive in high off the glass. No good. A foul. Matheny will shoot two. Morgan IPOC with the foul. That's his first. Matheny shooting two. 23 points. Makes the first one. Big game for senior Aiden Matheny. And he makes them both. Perfect from the free throw line. 9 for 9. IPOC on the baseline. Brings it out. Sullivan. Sullivan gets it to Spurgeon. Foster feeds it right back to Spurgeon. Spurgeon gets called for the trap. Robinson and Vincent checking in for Eminence for IPOC and Sullivan. 2:03 remain in the third. 1 point ball game. 51-50. Eminence. Bears of Mammoth Springs can take the lead with a bucket. Matheny goes around the corner. Those one up, no good. Put back is up and in for Colton Johnson. He's got 4 points, and he gives his Mammoth Spring Bears a one-point lead, 52-51. Barnes to Robinson out top. Robinson feeds it back to Spurgeon. Spurgeon gets it to Vincent. Vincent with the floater off the rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Skylar Davis. Davis to Boddy. Boddy back out to Davis. Hands with Gatewood. Gatewood looks to take it in, picks the dribble up. Feeds it right back to Boddy. Boddy goes up with the left hand for two. 13 for Colton Boddy. 54-51. Junior Robinson. Low block. Gets it to Foster. Foster goes up. He's fouled. He'll shoot two from the line. Foul is on Skylar Davis. That's his first. Mason Foster with 8 points. First one's good. 54-52. 55 seconds to go in the third. Vincent checks in for Barnes for Eminence. Second free throw is on the way. It's up, and he makes them both. 1 point ball game, 54-53, Mammoth Springs. They'll kick it out. Gatewood for three, in and out, no good. Out of bounds, last touched by Eminence. It'll stay with the Bears. 43 seconds to go in the third. Boddy inbound. Finds Johnson. Johnson back to Boddy. Boddy front of the rim for two. 15 for Colton Boddy. 56-53. Spurgeon in the corner. Here's a three. Count it for Vincent. And that ties it up at 56. 22 seconds. Gatewood goes coast to coast for two. 58-56. 15 seconds to go. Foster. DeMays. Spurgeon. Vincent. Down to 5 seconds. Spurgeon drives. The one-hand floater goes up. No good. That's the end of the third. 58-56. Eminence fought back to get the lead. And then Mammoth Springs took it back in the latter part of the third. 2-point ball game headed to the fourth. You're listening to the Cabool Holiday Tournament on the Fox 96.9.
Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town and Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Cabool Holiday Tournament.
What's that delicious aroma? It can only be coming from Dos Rios Mexican Grill. Authentic Mexican appetizers and combination dinners prepared with only the freshest ingredients. Make Dos Rios Mexican Grill your choice for those that love their Mexican cuisine. Make it fun. Make it fast. Make it a fiesta of flavor. Only from Dos Rios Mexican Grill at Stewart's Landing in Eminence.
All right, welcome back as we head to the final 8 minutes of regulation. Mammoth Spring Bears will get the basketball, and they have a 2-point advantage over the Eminence Red Wings. Davis to Boddy. Gatewood. In the corner, Boddy for three. Good. Count it. And it's 61-56 now. Mammoth Springs. Vincent finds Spurgeon. Robinson off the maze. Vincent inside to Robinson. Robinson back outside. Mays for three. Hits the rim, no good. It's going to be run down by the Bears. Long pass down the floor, shot off the glass, up and in for Colton Johnson. Johnson with 6 points, and Eminence wants a timeout. 63-56 now, Mammoth Spring, 7:13 to go in the fourth. Quick break, and we're right back. It's the Cabool Holiday Tournament on the Fox 96.9.
Did you know that all Security Bank of the Ozarks branches offer online and mobile banking conveniences, including bill pay and mobile deposit? Enroll by visiting their website at sbozarks.com. This allows you to enjoy the convenience of banking from anywhere, anytime. All Security Bank of the Ozarks branches in Eminence, Houston, Summersville, and Winona are ready to assist you with any of your banking needs. Security Bank of the Ozarks, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, welcome back to the Cabool Holiday Tournament final day. It's the loser's bracket game where, again, both teams lost, you know, the teams that lost their first game have won two in a row to get to here. It's a double elimination tournament. So you're guaranteed two games. Both teams trying to walk away from the tournament, 3-1. Eminence with the basketball, trailing Mammoth Springs. And we got a foul away from the ball under the basket. And Colton Johnson picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number one. Eminence gets it into Foster. Foster's foul. That's four now on Johnson. Foster will shoot two. And the clock stops with 7:02 on. Look for Eminence to maybe go after Johnson here. First one is good. Actually, Johnson's going to come out. Tommy's checking back in. Eminence will bring in IPOC and Vincent. Second one is no good. Matheny with the rebound. 63-57. 6-point lead. Body drives. Kicks it out. Matheny for three. He has just been electric in this game. Lighting it up. Here's a three by Barnes trying to answer right back. Sullivan gets the rebound for Eminence. They'll keep possession. Spurgeon gets it down low to Foster. Foster working against Matheny. Lays it up and in. 66-59. 7-point ball game. 6:21 to go. Body goes baseline, turns it over. Eminence now going to try and push it. Spurgeon goes all the way to the rack. Goes up, can't get it to go. Loose ball out of bounds. Last touched by Eminence. 6:07 remain in regulation in the fourth. 7-point ball game. Bears with the basketball. Body gets it to Tommy. Tommy over to Gatewood. That's going to be a second foul on IPOC. Tommy will inbound. He tosses it to Body. Almost a turnover. Gatewood's able to gather it up. Into the corner. Matheny. Skips it across the Gatewood. Gatewood with the drive. Takes it up. Shoots. No good. Rebound Foster. Foster's going to push it down the floor. Takes it all the way in and lays it up off the glass. 66-61. Body at the elbow. Out top to Gatewood. Gatewood works against Spurgeon. Back to Body. High post to Matheny. Matheny loses it out of bounds. They're going to say fair basketball. clock stops for 5:09 on it. 5-point ball game. Tomey for the Bears to bring it in on the baseline. Body skips it across to Gatewood. Tomey catches. Finds Body. Inside, Matheny goes up, no good. Tomey with the rebound. His putback, no good. Matheny puts it back, no good. He fouled and will shoot two. That foul is on Logan Sullivan, his third. First free throw is good. Twenty-nine points now for Aiden Matheny. Make it 30. A 30-point afternoon for Aiden Matheny of the Mammoth Spring Bears. Barnes using the baseline. Out top, Robinson. Robinson reverses it to Foster. Foster to Ipoh. Off to Spurgeon. Spurgeon feeds it inside to Foster. Foster is fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Clock will stop with 4:25 on it. Eminence, a chance to cut it to 5 at the free throw line. First one is good. Eminence is being outscored 10-6 here in the fourth. Second one is good. Hits the front of the rim and rolls in. 5-point ball game. 4:20 to go in regulation. Mammoth Springs with the basketball. Matheny zips it inside. Body with an easy bucket. 20 points for Colton Body. Spurgeon to Robinson. Robinson. 3-second violation. Eminence turns it over. And that will get Weston Mays back into the ballgame. 3:57 to go. 70-63, Mammoth Springs. And they have the basketball. Body goes to the wing to Davis. Davis to Gatewood. Gatewood back to Body. Opposite wing, drives in, kicks it out. Gatewood for 3, counted. 12 points for Richard Gatewood now. Had 7 in the first. He's got 5 here in the second half. Eminence kisses it off the glass. That's Ipoh for 2 more. He's got 4, and Eminence calls a timeout. 9-point ball game, 3:24 to go in regulation. We'll take a break. Come back. You're listening to the Cabool Holiday Tournament on the Fox.
What's that delicious aroma? It can only be coming from Dos Rios Mexican Grill. Authentic Mexican appetizers and combination dinners prepared with only the freshest ingredients. Make Dos Rios Mexican Grill your choice for those that love their Mexican cuisine. Make it fun. Make it fast. Make it a fiesta of flavor. Only from Dos Rios Mexican Grill at Stewart's Landing in Eminence.
Okay. All right, welcome back. 73-65, Mammoth Spring. And Eminence has scored 9 here in the fourth. And Mammoth Springs scored 15. And they lead, once again, 73-65. And it will also be Bear basketball. Johnson will inbound. Johnson, Colton Johnson, back in for Mammoth Spring. He's got four fouls. Body out top, working against Spurgeon. Gets it to Davis. Matheny into the corner. Gives it up, gets it right back. Low block, goes up. Davis with the rebound. He puts a shot up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Mammoth Spring will reset. Under 3 minutes to go. Back inside to Matheny. Matheny almost with a loose ball. And it stays with Mammoth Springs. Scramble for it. The ball got loose. Mays tried to roll it over to a teammate, but it went out of bounds. Sullivan checks in for Weston Mays. Colton Johnson to inbound for the Bears. Johnson feeds it to Davis. Davis skips it across to Gatewood. Gatewood out top to Matheny. Matheny gets the double team. And Body takes it to the rim. You know, Emmett's trapping out top everywhere. They're trying to get a turnover, and you, that's kind of the risk that you play with right there. Your opponent's able to find the open guy. He's got a free lane to the rim. Spurgeon in the corner. Foster for three. It's good. 75-68, 209. Gatewood goes all the way down the length of the floor. Gets two more. 14 points for Gatewood, 77-68. Three more, top of the key for Foster, no good. Johnson with the rebound. Long pass to Gatewood. Gatewood takes it down deep to the paint, throws it out top to Davis. Davis to Johnson. Johnson uses the dribble, brings it across, back to Davis, in the corner to Gatewood. Tip. Foster gets a piece of it. Eminence gets the steal, goes up, shoots, and scores. Timeout. 7-point ball game, 77-70, 1:27 to go. And it's a full timeout. We'll take 60 seconds and come right back. It's the Cabool Holiday Tournament on the Fox 96.9.
Whether you're buying or selling, Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in our new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Audrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
Are you looking for a hometown, independently owned, friendly with fast service pharmacy in the Licking and Houston area? Well, stop in today at Rennie Pharmacy in Licking. Not only can they handle your pharmacy needs, they have Heroes Coffee and a large gift item selection. So while you wait for your prescription, do a little shopping and have some Heroes Coffee. Rennie Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
All right, welcome back. Mammoth Spring inbounds and a foul by the Red Wings. It's the third team foul for the Red Wings. And that's team foul or number four on Logan Sullivan. Oh, backcourt does not matter. Mammoth Springs turns it over. Spurgeon and Johnson. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow stays with Eminence. 114, 77-70. Eminence can get a quick bucket right here and then get a stop, get another bucket. Things could get interesting. Eminence on the baseline to inbound. They get it to Foster. Foster, front of the rim, goes up, no good, out of bounds. It stays with the Red Wings. 110, 70 seconds to go in regulation. It's a 7-point ball game. Barnes, Foster, Spurgeon. Spurgeon looks to make a move, kicks it into the corner. Fenton for three, and that's no good. Timeout, Mammoth Spring. 59 seconds to go. We'll keep it here. 7-point ball game. That was a possession that Eminence really, you know, they needed. They get a bucket, they cut it to five, then it's a two-possession game. And still, you know, there's time, but Eminence now is going to have to get a quick stop and a bucket. Timeouts remaining. Eminence has one. Mammoth Springs has one. Each team with three team fouls. Each team has a player with four fouls. Logan Sullivan for Eminence. And for Mammoth Spring, Colton Johnson has four. Fair basketball on the far end of the floor. Eminence will play full court defense, and Sullivan has just fouled out. And it's his fifth. So that will get Morgan Ipoh up and back into the ballgame. Logan fouls out with 6 points. He had two big threes in the second. Matheny catches. Now he's fouled. And he'll go to the line and shoot two. Not necessarily probably the player you wanted to put at the line. If you're Mammoth Spring, that is perfect. Aiden Matheny is 11 for 11 from the line. And the first one rattles out. Second free throw is up, and that one's good. So he's 12 for 13. That's a pretty good afternoon. Spurgeon's going to drive and takes it all the way down, gets the layup. And Eminence will use their final timeout. 6-point ball game. It's a two-possession game with 49 seconds to go. And it's full timeout, so we will take a 30. You're listening to the Kabul Holiday Tournament on the Fox 96.9.
Western Dairy Transport in Kabul serves customers in all 48 states and Mexico, operating for over 50 years with the guiding principles of community, integrity, safety, and service. Western Dairy is now the nation's largest milk and dairy hauler. They exist to enrich and grow people, families, and communities. Western Dairy Transport is a proud sponsor of the Kabul Bulldogs and the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
Eight minutes used their final timeout. 6-point ball game. Mammoth Springs with the lead and the basketball. Eminence, they need a turnover. Instead, they're going to put Aiden Matheny back at the line. Brendan Barnes picks up his second. Big, big game for Matheny. 32 points now on the afternoon. 21 in the first half. 32 now. 33. And he has been lights out from the three free throw line. 8-point ball game, 80 to 72. Spurgeon hits the three. 13 points in the second half for Jet Spurgeon. And the foul, that's going to be called on Braden Vincent. His second, Matheny back to the line. is padding those stats, baby. 33 on the afternoon. Chance for 35. First one's good. Got a pretty stroke. Flicks the wrist. Ball rolls right off the fingertips. Second one, nothing but net. 82-75, Mammoth Spring. 30 seconds to go. Foster to Barnes. Barnes to Spurgeon. Spurgeon back to Barnes. Barnes for three. No good. Rebound. The turnover. Spurgeon backs up behind the three line. Shoots. No good. Rebound. Barnes shoots the three. That's up. No good. Rebound. Foster. Foster to Spurgeon. Spurgeon. IPOC. Shoots the three. That's off the mark. Rebound. Foster. And that's the ball game. 82-75, the Mammoth Spring Bears get the win. And again, leading all scorers, Aiden Matheny with 35 points. And he was 7 of 8 in the fourth from the free throw line. He was 16 of 17 from the line in the game. So 16 of his 35 points come from the free throw line. Pretty great night. Way to go, Aiden Matheny, leading all scorers with 35. Colton Johnson for Mammoth Spring finishes with 6. 20 for Colton Boddy. 7 for Skylar Davis. And 14 for Richard Gatewood. And now for the Eminence Red Wings. 22 for Mason Foster. 4 for Morgan Ipock. 26 for Jet Spurgeon. 11 for Brendan Barnes. Brayden Vincent with 6, and Logan Sullivan with 6. 82-75, and the winner on the loser's bracket is your Mammoth Spring Bears. We'll take a break. We'll come back in about 14 minutes with our second game, Salem Tigers and the Alton Comets. That's coming up next on the Fox 96.9.